Good day, November 8th. Well, I got to talk a little bit more with Chris Roller, and the stories he can tell are out of this world. He's done with a project that had to do something with solar, I think, with many stations that they had to implement. But he's done with that, and now has a small motorbike that he's going to be driving back to Freetown at some point. And then he needs to go back to Botswana and get another project going. But might just see him there when I get there, whenever that is. Anyway, so I made my way to get to Miro, and then I saw Abdul again, and we packed in and had a little extra return trip because we had one little Wi-Fi piece that had been left behind and we needed to pick that up. So good enough, we got that in time. And we enjoyed the environment. The slowly we get hills, we get rivers. Some of the rivers are all murky. And that is because there is a lot of mining going on, and it is not all legal. So there's bauxite mining in Sierra Leone, but in this part of town there is also gold mining. And I guess it's sort of tolerated, that's my best word for it. It's hard to know what really goes on, but it messes up the rivers, and the rivers are providing most villagers with water, maybe even to drink, but certainly to wash clothes in and to bathe. So that's not a good cooperation there. Now, of course, there are some people that are working in the mines. So it's all very complicated. So we were able to take the main road and had to do the last 9 kilometers on a dirt road. And obviously I had no clue on how well that was going to go, because you get off-road and it's a whole different story. And I was kind of concerned about the roads we found in Guinea. But this was much better. Here we could at least go 20 kilometers per hour, and there wasn't any really bad things going on. So that took care of it about half an hour for the 9 kilometers, so that really worked out okay. So then we get to the village where Miro lives, and she was planted there. She's the furthest away from McKenny, of the three guys, not on the main road. And she seems to really enjoy her time there. Of course, she had to learn Creole first and does really very well at it. Well, as part of somebody coming to visit, and for all intents and purposes, people call each other family in Sierra Leone real easy, even though when you're not. So I was her uncle, and we stick into that, which that was easier explained to whoever wanted to hear that. Well, there was a lot of excitement in town after they realized that I was there, because they knew I was coming. They actually put together a welcome concert. I'm calling it a concert. So we were invited to a cover somewhere, walk there, and there was probably about 30, 40, 50 people that were drumming. It was actually the women mostly drumming and singing and clapping, and then there were speeches, all in my honor. Well, I mean, at least one totally speechless, and they were so happy that I was there and grateful that I came, and that I was the princess uncle, because Meryl is the princess, the main chief is the one that is the chief over other chiefs, so he's the biggest chief, I guess. And a chief is a selected position. You don't inherit it. Even though his son was helping, but that doesn't mean that his son will become a chief. And everybody was just very welcoming. And in the end, I had to say a few words about that I was being welcomed and that I appreciated being part of all this and that they showed me around. So then we ended up walking by some schools and visiting the health clinic where Meryl spends most of her time. She only spends time at the clinic, not visiting people. That is not, you get a privilege thing that ain't happening. She has very limited supply and the facilities do have a well, so they have to bucket everything around. Toilets are not operating. So hopefully that'll get fixed sometime soon, but it turns out that a lot of the people that work for the government in Sierra Leone aren't necessarily getting paid. But they do have a lot of non-profits that are contributing in many ways. And NGOs, which is non-government organizations, NGOs. They are all around, and the Sierra Leones are very grateful that they are around. But probably about 1,000 people in the village. A man can have more than one wife, and quite often they have two. So subsequently, that generally results in more kids. There's no shortage of kids. And then the schools are mostly in that little part of town, but the surrounding towns, the kids have to walk to that town to do it. They have about, 12 people, I think, at the clinic, and it is not really, I think there might only be one nurse. And then there's the person that is in charge. We had a good conversation, but the drumming and the singing was took my breath away. It was really so amazing. And they were also recording it with their cameras or their phones. A lot of people have phones. There were two little stores in town and quite a few wells, but most of them, it only goes to the well, so you have to go and do your own pumping to get your own water. Meryl has her own house, and she also has her own, she has water in buckets, so she just lives like everybody else. But it's pretty well closed off for mosquitoes. As it turns out, mosquitoes is one of the big culprits there as far as people getting sick. And most likely because they're not using enklambu, as I used to say in Suriname, or a mosquito net over their bed to stay protected. But that's what Meryl is there for. But she also focuses a lot on little children that are being born, and there is a midwife and an assistant midwife. And as it happened, when Meryl was away for a week, there was triplets that were born. And I got to see two of the triplets. And in honor of her, they named one of them after her. So Meryl. And little Meryl was only 1.5 kilos when she was born. Well, that happens when there's three of you. It's just all pretty amazing stuff. And the kids were very friendly, and I was able to make a few more photographs than normal, because normally I try to not take too many people pictures, because that's not always appreciated. Again, another amazing day. I was able to sleep there and intend to go back to McKinney tomorrow. Thanks again for coming along on this amazing journey. Catch you later.